Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time for the Good Report, where we share grinworthy news you may not hear on the news. Like the Russian passenger jet that mistakenly landed on a frozen river. The pilot thought it was the runway. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but the guy was issued a prescription for new glasses. In Portland, Oregon, the bomb squad responded to a report about a live hand grenade spotted outside a middle school. The students watched through the windows as the officers cautiously approached the deadly explosive. It didn't take them long to discover that the grenade was, in fact, a dispenser for doggy doo-doo bags, made to look like a grenade. An explosive situation was put on pause. Meanwhile, in space, the first tomato to be grown and harvested in zero gravity went missing on the International Space Station. Astronaut Frank Rubio plucked the tomato and put it in a little baggie with the intention of showing it to school kids during a video chat. But when he returned to where he'd left it, the mater was missing. Asked about it, the other astronauts pointed their fingers at Frank. He probably ate it, they said, which Frank vehemently denied. He scoured every nook and cranny of the station without success. "I wanted to find it mostly so I could prove I did not eat the tomato," said Rubio. Frank returned to Earth with the precious produce still lost aboard until the crew found it. "Our good friend Frank Rubio has been blamed for quite a while for eating the tomato," one said while sharing a laugh with crewmates. "But we can exonerate him. The lost was found." In New Brunswick, Jessica Gavin used alcohol and drugs to cope until she wandered into the woods and found some mushrooms. She smoked the mushrooms. No, just kidding. She fell in love with foraging for wild edibles. And as she spent more time strolling through the woods, her anxiety subsided. "Mushrooms saved my life," says Jessica. "I used to spend every paycheck on getting wasted. Now I'm debt-free and have discovered what Mother Nature can offer." She's not alone. Studies show that exposure to God's creation can improve mood and lower stress. Way back in 1972, Barbara Rico penned a children's book that held her dreams and aspirations within its pages. But when she fired it off to a multitude of publishers, time and time again she was turned down. So she set aside those dreams. Until recently, when her grandson Chad Cooper presented her with a special gift. Chad had pilfered Grandma's original manuscript and illustrations and transformed them into a beautifully printed book. Barbara was overcome with emotion. "This is probably the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me in my entire life," Barbara says. But Chad's thoughtful gesture didn't end there. He included a link to a page where the book was available for purchase. Within days, Barbara's book had skyrocketed to the top of the Amazon bestseller list. Way to go, Chad. Reminds me of another gift we can all unwrap about the lost being found. Ephesians 2, 8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." God's gift of salvation by grace through Jesus is more life-changing than hitting any bestseller list. And it's freely given to all who believe. And that, my friend, is the best news in the world.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.